Wild Talk Radio Network.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
too. And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out, chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And yes, I know I autopiloted the intro. Just go with me on this. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
They finally changed the top of the Twitch. So where the Prime Gaming like free games were, now says Luna. So they're at least there. I probably have to change Nightbot, because Night just bought just a Prime Gaming subscription here, too. So... I gotta change that.
Better ring to it, honestly.
It does.
Although I'm not going to lie, honestly, the name of the free sub is the least of Twitch's problems right now. Just putting that out.
You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, and we're on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live tonight, because we got things to talk about on tonight's program. And if you missed my earlier stream, you can talk and see about Lego Fortnite, because that was a stream. So check that out as well. We're here. The Thursday. There's football on, whether or not it's not really competitive. Minnesota's kind of like stinking up the joint. Carson, this is a bad Carson game compared to a good Carson game.
I just have a commercial of Bills fans putting infants through fake tables, and I'm highly confused.
It's what they do. It's
they're
what
weird up there, aren't they?
Buffalo's. You think Philly people are weird?
I don't think Philly people are weird. I just think Philly people will mess you up.
Yeah, we go with that. But Buffalo's kind of a really strange.
It's a strange place.
It gets cold there a lot, so it just plays with their emotions. I don't know.
Is it something that it gets too warm and they get weird? Is that it? Is it like the opposite of Florida, where if it gets too cold in Florida, people get really freaking weird?
To be fair, man, I think everyone's weird. Every place is just has its own special type of
person. I kind of want Portland and Austin to have a weird off.
Maybe, but I don't know. It's anyway, we have news presented, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Talk about that.
We do. We have news, everybody.
Some.
Not a lot. It was not a busy week in the world of professional wrestling, which is a blessing in this day and age. Because there's a lot of news lately. So let's talk about it. The wrestling news, not the other news. Money in the Bank will take place on Sunday, September 6th in 2026 at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. So that's exciting.
This is their make good for WrestleMania, getting WrestleMania. They get Money in the Bank. Two, this is the latest Money in the Bank has appeared on a WWE schedule in ever.
A long time.
Forever, because it's usually a July or earlier type event, so it happening in September.
I wonder what they're flipping it with.
I mean, this has been where Clash Insert City here has been taking place. So one would assume WrestlePalooza gets put into whatever spot Money in the Bank used to be, if they tend to keep the name. WrestlePalooza would be before SummerSlam. So WrestlePalooza in June. I don't know. Clash in something in June, maybe. Who knows? But Money in the Bank will be on a Sunday, too. Labor Day weekend. On a Sunday. Not a Saturday. Sunday. So this will be the first non-WrestleMania PLE to take place on a Sunday. As of now, others could fall suit and take place on a Sunday. But
I just need them to pick a fucking day.
Yeah, this would be... Honestly, this is the perfect day because it doesn't go against college football, because college football will start on the 5th. On that Saturday, so you're not competing against that. And because you're on ESPN, you have to be a little bit more flexible on that. So then picking the Sunday on Labor Day fills the role there for ESPN, the content-wise, that late into the year. So it's the right spot.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is he down by contact? I think he's down by contact.
I think he was trying to throw the ball. But he should be down.
Yeah,
you think Money in the Bank will ever go two nights since it has two Money in the Bank ladder matches?
No.
Yes. But don't want it.
It doesn't need to. Like, that's... Here's the thing. Like, I don't mind SummerSlam being two nights. I don't mind Mania being two nights. I'm iffy on Rumble being two nights, because the whole cell is the Rumble, unless you do the men's on one night and you do the women's on the other. Like, that would actually be preferable. I wouldn't mind War Games, because, again, you could do the one War Games match on one night, one War Games match on another night. Like, I don't mind the big four being two nights. I think that's acceptable, but I don't want all their pay-per-views to be two nights. And honestly, Money in the Bank, the way you can book that out, it doesn't need to go two.
It doesn't, but it could. And it'd be Money in the Bank would go two nights if it ever became the fourth in the four. When it become WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Rumble, Money in the Bank. And Survivor Series fell to five. Until Survivor Series fully falls to number five, Money in the Bank will stay one night. And the only issue is they tried to make Money in the Bank huge, and it didn't sell to a large audience in terms of stadium show when they went to Vegas. And they had to move it to a smaller building. And they had to move it back to a smaller building. So do I ever see it go in there? Yes. Will it be a while? Yes. But will it? Money talks, man. Money talks.
I think if they took it international, they could get away with it because they could fill the building. But here, that's a tricky sell. And you have to be really careful with how many events you do take two nights, because their tickets are already outrageously expensive. Trying to get for two nights is just going to be ridiculous. And they're going to have people struggle to, or just not want to do that. Like, you can justify it for Mania because it's special. You can justify it for SummerSlam because it's special. Right, because those are the two really pushed events. Like, even Rumble, you can say, yeah, I'm going to go to the Royal Rumble because it's special. Money in the Bank, it's kind of like, eh.
If they build it to make it number four, yes, you can.
They'd have to do a lot of building, though. That's the thing. Like, to reach the aura level of the other three, or really the other four, they would really have to do a lot of building, because WrestleMania is WrestleMania. It is the premium event. It is a household name. It is a brand at this point. SummerSlam is approaching that level,
where it's not as well known, but it is its own brand. And that's the key thing, is that Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam are their own brands. And Money in the Bank is just a show.
Yeah.
So they would have to do a lot of work to bring Money in the Bank to that level. And I don't know if it's worth that for them, especially when they have other events like Crown Jewel, for instance, that they are putting much more work into, and they are trying to make it on the level of WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and everything else. And they've almost got it there. It's not quite, but it could qualify as that fifth if they really wanted it to be.
Money in the Bank is more important than Crown Jewel.
Not the way they talk.
Well, because they got to sell it international. I don't know. We'll see. But I could see it going two nights because money talks.
Money always talks, but do not want.
Yeah, I don't want it, but I can see it.
Do not want, do not need, please don't do. However, something else going for two, specifically years, is Zelina Garcia. She announced that she has signed a 2-year extension with WWE, so congratulations to her.
Yeah, she signed a 1-year contract a year ago. They went, hey, let's do two more. So she's sticking around to be the sub ring announcer. She'll do Saturday night's main event and sub in whenever she can for whoever she needs to, like she did this past Monday. Because I think, especially when they were coming off the long tour, they gave the Raw ring announcer, I'm blanking on her name off the top of my head at this moment, gave her Alicia Taylor, thank you, the night off, because she did all the tour.
As I should.
So Lillian kind of fills in when they go international for Alicia Taylor, because Alicia Taylor usually goes and does the international stuff.
That's fair. I respect that.
Gotta save the voice somehow.
You do have to, in fact, save the voice somehow, yes. And I have no good transition for this. But WWE and Dr. Squatch have collaborated. They now have a collection of two new scents that center around Stone Cold Steve Austin and Rey Mysterio. It's soap, by the way. You have the Stone Cold Stunner and the Mysterio Magic. So go to Dr. Squatch, SQUATCH.com, and go buy your soap. What does it smell like?
Enter the ring with a triple threat set, a hard-hitting lineup built to clean, crush, and conquer. From Mass Mayhem to Texas Eyes Toughness, this soap and deodorant combo leaves you feeling unstoppable, untouchable, totally dialed in.
Oh god, it's like Axe body spray, isn't it? Oh no.
Crack open a cold one and step into the ring with the Stone Cold Stunner. Inspired by the Texas Rattlesnake himself, this bar packs a brutal punch with invigorating notes of bold beer, rich leather, and cedarwood.
Tough leather and sandalwood. Sandalwood.
Bold beer, rich leather, cedarwood.
Too bad?
Mysterio Magic. Fresh lime, squeeze mezcal, and oceanic woods flips expectations like a 6'9" when you least expect it.
What is mezcal?
I don't know.
It is a drink similar to tequila, but not quite tequila. It has a sweet, fruity, earthy, smoky flavor.
I don't think those smell good. Anyway, but go to drsquatch.com/WWE.
It smells manly.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
I mean, at least they have a charcoal variant. Like, that's good for your skin. The only thing I don't like is, like, it has a gritty texture. So it's like an exfoliating soap, but it looks like it has gravel in it, which I guess is okay.
I guess
but
so.
Why does it have beer in it? Why does it need beer?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hell yeah. I don't know. I don't know these things.
Go buy it.
Go buy it or just get drunk and then still smell like beer. Yeah.
No, don't do that. No. Honestly, smelling like beer is not that great. It's kind of nasty. Especially when it gets like stale. It's like, ew, gross.
I don't know what to tell you.
So don't buy it if you wish. Buy it at your peril. Here you go. TNA Wrestling confirmed a long-term partnership with TIX, a global technology leader modernizing ticketing and live event commerce. TIX is going to be an official sponsor and ticket provider for future TNA events. So I guess they're dropping Ticketmaster. Is that the plan?
I guess TIXer. Is it TIXer or huh? TIX? There's an R at the end. Is it TIXer?
Is it TIXer? Is that what it is? TIXer?
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 TIXer, TIXR.com. Yeah, .com is where you go. I don't know.
Anyway, The partnership kicks off in November when TNA presents the three consecutive nights of live, intense, action-packed pro wrestling at Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida. It will be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on November 13th through 15th.
There you go. Go to Full Sail. Go watch TNA.
Which is weird. Like, it's cool, but it's weird.
It's 2025. What else do you expect?
At this point, everything.
Exactly.
The aliens are gonna come this year. I just have a funny feeling.
They're taking over the world. They're gonna ship us off to Springfield.
I voted for Kodos. Anyway, let's take a break.
No, that's not.
No. Oh, yes, we have a plane breath.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
This one has been a bit of a mystery. There's been a lot of back and forth about it, and I don't think anybody really knows what's going on with it. Even with this, unless it's like officially confirmed by Jacob himself, which I doubt. But Jacob Fatu, dental work.
Hashtag blame Brent.
So they did it. So the Wee Man X speculation, he was going to be out forever, and they're changing all these plans. And then he was unable to wrestle. And then they did an injury angle on SmackDown where he got his teeth knocked out, so he's out for getting dental work for a month. He'll be back at Survivor Series or right after. It's not long term.
Let's see, dental work month. Is that veneers?
I don't know. Who knows what he's actually getting done? Who knows what they're getting done? But he's having dental work done.
It's not.
So
I mean, I guess it could be implants, but
it is not it's not as life changing and storyline changing as they people wanted to make it to believe when it first broke.
I was gonna say, when it first broke, it was kind of a scary situation, because yeah, they were like, oh, we don't really know what's wrong with him and he could be out for forever, and it was very reminiscent of somebody else, and it was like, oh god, I hope he's gonna be okay, I hope it's nothing like terribly serious. And then it's like, oh, it's dental work. What the fuck,
it wasn't they were like, it wasn't an injury, and then it's like, yeah, because it's dental, so here we are.
But good luck with that, Jacob, because dental work sucks. It's not fun. But we're going to take a break and we're going to have some more fun. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about AI in wrestling, because that was the other ridiculousness that happened over the last few weeks and we have to talk about it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on MileTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Yes, this is Broken Matt Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every damn shit. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are here to discuss the other ridiculous rumor that happened this past 2 weeks, I guess. Week, 2 weeks, I don't even know. Time means nothing anymore. And that is that a story broke that WWE had hired like a head of AI. I forget the gentleman's name, but it got announced that they had hired this person to oversee their AI operations. And the internet lost its collective shit, in some ways rightfully so. And all these rumors started to spread because of this. One of them being that WWE was going to stop using writers to book the show. And they were going to start booking using like ChatGPT and other AI tools. And then it went further by saying that they were going to replace talent on Raw and SmackDown by having shows be produced by AI and only PLEs would be the actual wrestling talent, which is like, that's just stupid and insane. But I have to say that because I saw that and it was out there. But the crux of it is that when that rumor hit, that people found out that WWE was going to potentially use AI for their booking, of course, everybody got very upset because it's like, well, how dare you, you know, and then that started, you know, to spiral into people being like, well, this is why it's so bad. And this is why this is happening. And da 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 da. And John Cena's whole thing is booked by AI, you know, whatever. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about wrestling being booked by AI.
So Cyrus Kawasari was hired last month as the new senior director of creative strategy in WWE. He was introduced to the creative staff by Paul Levesque. In introducing him, Levesque said Kawasari would lead WWE's transition to an AI-based storytelling and integrate AI into the creative services like video and graphics.
Which is a boo.
He said that the shift is inevitable when it comes to creative in pro wrestling. Kawasari said he would both manage AI storytelling and be a liaison to the White House as Levesque is taking on more political duties, yada, yada, yada. So this is where they then went, hey, AI is now going to write some storylines. And everyone went, oh my God, I can't believe it. They're doing it. That's not what they said. What happened was they fed the software a scenario, and the software pitched something with Bobby Lashley back. And it's like, that's not exactly what they were going for. Is it? They've also been using AI for years in terms of, like, organize things, getting statistics on something, which that's what Google is for it to begin with. And two, it's okay. AI has become part of what everyone does. Is it the right move? That's another topic. But it's out there and people use it. We use it. I know I do. How we get some segments on CB Radio. It's easier to have them research it for you than sometimes trying to do 15 lists yourself. AI also can go in a really weird spot.
Yeah.
But when it comes to wrestling, they're never going to transition to it because it makes no sense to. Could they get some ideas from it? Yeah, guess what? Fine, get some ideas. Because people, but you're still going, you're still going to need humans to decipher what a computer will spit back out at you.
Namely, let's book Bobby Lashley. Oh, wait, he doesn't even work here.
He doesn't even work here. But sometimes Drake could come up with scenarios that kind of work. It all really depends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what's your take?
I don't agree using it for video and creative and that kind of thing, even though I know they've been using it actively for several months now, like all of the El Grande Americano stuff, or a lot of the El Grande Americano stuff, especially in terms of the promo videos, were, you could tell they were AI generated to a degree. I don't mind using AI tools that are helpful. What I don't agree with is people using AI for absolutely everything and replacing their capacity to think and to create. And I think that is a very big concern, because we see a lot of like creative industries going in that direction, right? Because it's cheaper. That's the whole fear, is that, well, why should we have writers, ChatGPT or some of the other services will write it for me? You know, why should we create movies? Sora can create it for me, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what it does is it sucks the soul and it sucks the humanity out of what you're producing. And to your point, AI is really only as good as you make it. It isn't a sentient being yet, and God help us, it never should be. And so it's only going to be able to give you back what you input into it. So take, for example, ChatGPT. People are inputting stuff into it every day. Some of it is factual, some of it is not factual. It's only going to give back to you what it knows, like what it's been fed. So it's not necessarily fact-checking everything. It's just giving you back information. It's like Google, it's like Grok, it's like everything else. It will give you back information, whether it's accurate or not. That is a completely different question, and that is also a fear. So yes, having humans there to at least check it is not necessarily, or isn't vital to it, because you have to know, you have to have somebody look at it and go, hey, Bobby Lashley doesn't work for us. Is that going to be a problem? But I also think they shouldn't replace their writing staff. I don't think they should get rid of it entirely. And I don't think they're going to. Like, I don't think the writers are in any danger, because it's, as much as they have to crank out and put out, like inputting that much into ChatGPT, it's possible, but you aren't necessarily going to get quality as a result, because part of it also is ChatGPT, once it gets a subject, it will store your history on that subject, and then it will just spit it back to you in different formats.
Also, ChatGPT won't know if something works or not. You still need humans, correct, to gauge the reaction of, hey, yeah, it came up with a story, and it's a good story, but will the fans buy it? And how do the fans react when they see something appear on their television?
They may react well, they may react poorly. Like, it's anybody's guess, really, what it would do. But I don't think it should be tested, honestly. And I don't know if it has been tested and they looked at it and they were like, yeah, no, that didn't really do what we wanted it to do, so we're not going to do it anymore. Or if they're just like, no, we're going to keep going the way we're going. But I mean, I do agree with it in terms of, if you need it as an assistant, because that's really what it should be used for, of, hey, sort this data for me into this. Mm-hmm. Or for some like translation softwares, it uses AI. Like, the thing is we've had AI for 20 years. Or more. The problem isn't necessarily with AI. The problem is with generative AI. And that's really where the drawback is, because a lot of people are leaning into generative AI in the creative fields, especially to replace people. You know, whether that's artists, whether that's video producers, whether that's writers, that's really where the problem is coming in. And so you hear a business that is really sort of creative heavy in a lot of areas picking up AI, and it's a scary thing. And I understand, you know, Triple H's point of it is inevitable, but it's like, it doesn't have to be. Like, I think if you want to use it for specific things to assist and help out, that's fine. But I don't ever want to see them get to the point where they are actively replacing entire departments of people solely because they have AI.
No, I don't think we'll ever get there. I mean, well, I can't never say never, but I don't think we're headed in that point. I think the way I see what they've done and the person they brought in, he's someone who specializes in knowing the advancements of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the people who are writing the show and doing the top producers of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Heyman, Michael Hayes, Bruce Prichard, etc., all the top guys, right? Different generations. So to have somebody who know has and they don't have they're not going to know the knowledge of ChatGPT, right? Heyman may, but the rest won't. But to have someone
know, I would give Pritchard more credit.
But you get my point. Like you have someone focusing who to give them the knowledge, and they can do whatever they want with it. Like it's a tool to use if you use it correctly. I put something in our document. I'm not going to read it, but I went through ChatGPT today and had it book Cena's final match. And it did a decent job, too.
It did do a decent job.
Scary. Scary. Yeah. It was actually pretty decent. Booked Cena versus Uncle Howdy as the final match. Threw it into ChatGPT. Had it book it in WWE's like production style. And it worked. It's kind of scary.
And I think it's a jumping off point, just looking at it. I think it's a good start, but you would have to flesh it out, right? Like you would have to then take that idea and then write that out.
Yes.
I think bouncing like ideas off of it is good. I think like sitting there and be like, and even just typing it out of, hey, this scenario, does this work kind of thing? Or, you know, because sometimes that helps you creatively brainstorm, and I don't mind using it to creatively brainstorm.
No, it works. Yeah.
I want it to be used in the final product.
Because it still doesn't know human beings still.
No.
It could give you a great idea. It could be a good tool. Hey, what if I do this? Then have it play out the scenario of what happens if I do A, B, and C. It works. But you still need humans. Like everything's trying to be AI. We're using AI. We want instant replay, which is essentially AI, to determine balls and strikes in baseball and guy about borderlines in... We're going to a technology age. It's kind of scary. Where the ball placement of a football game is being determined, or a ball and strikes being determined, because the human element is no longer viable in people's minds. Because technology is so readily available that it's just changing the way things used to be. And it kind of scares you a little bit.
Well, it's like they're using it for other things, like YouTube, and I think a couple of their platforms are using it for age verification.
Yep.
Where it scans your face and it determines how old you are based on your face and whether you're of a verifiable age. Like it's a interesting software, but it's a frightening software too, because you can see that being implemented in other ways. And that's really, I think we've talked about this before on the show, the drawback of AI, and we're seeing it get more powerful. You know, for example, like I see video avatars, I forget what the service name is, but like it's a girl sitting in front of a camera, and then it's like the image is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
As an example, dancing in front of the camera. And it's good enough that if you're not really paying attention, it could probably pass. Like that's the one thing that is saving us right now, is it isn't completely passable. You can notice the difference and you can tell when it is AI generated because it just has that quality to it. And the same thing with like AI voiceover, it doesn't have the same human inflections as what you do when, you know, say Rock and I are sitting here talking, but it's getting better every day. And there's a danger to that. There's a huge danger to that, that I think needs to be addressed and thought through before we take it much further. Cause it's not just replacing creatives. It's going into the territory of it can be used to harm people. And that's what's truly frightening about it, is it's not just it being used in wrestling. It's the fact that you could create a deep fake good enough that you could implicate somebody in something, and they would have no way to prove their innocence, right? Because all you can say is that's AI, and then you have to prove that it's AI, which you may or may not be able to do, because the trick is you would have to be able to duplicate that almost exactly in AI, which unless you have the exact prompt to use, you may not be able to do. And even then, you may not get the same thing. And that's what's terribly frightening about it. I'll get off my soapbox now.
It is very tight. It is very frightening to think about. But that's where we are. But yeah, to debunk the rumor, not happening.
Yeah, no. They still have writers on staff. They are still writing the shows themselves.
They just got
no issue with that, but
they know a guy who knows a guy about a thing and will just kind of feed Hunter things and stuff like that.
More or less, it's they hired the guy that understands the AI. He's going to explain it to everybody else.
That's pretty much it. You have to in 2025.
Oh, yeah. You have to understand it, and you have to have somebody that, or if you don't understand it, you have to have somebody that knows it, right? And can work with it and can train other people on it, because more than WWE in terms of business are going in that direction. Like, it's actually astounding how much AI is present every day in corporations across the world and what it's being used for. Like, it's actually scary what it's being used for. So, like, it, since companies are trending in that direction, you do need to have somebody on staff that understands it, because just turning somebody loose with it that doesn't know what it is or what it does could cause just irreparable damage to your company.
That is very, very true. But hey, that's what happened when the internet rumors just started. This spiral and things get out of control.
Yay, internet. Go internet. And the football game has not gotten any more interesting, which is sad.
No one's surprised.
I mean, they might have a comeback. You don't know.
I know. They're not. If I gave you the
truth, would it keep you? Anyway, I think we're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, CB Radio is live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Halloween blind rankings this Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday is another edition of WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Talk Saturday night's main event. Monday night's the Raw Potion. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live to talk about it. And we'll be back next Thursday night for the spooktacular for the Rack, talking Saturday night's main event. And more. Maybe we'll throw some, if it's a light news week, maybe we'll throw some other stuff in. Who knows? We'll figure it out as we go. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Search Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It offers you a free sub by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RockinSock or
Lin's M. Ward
when you buy Scooby-Doo, Jason, and soon-to-be Simpsons. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, because this is my show and I close it.
She forgot for half a second. You heard it. She forgot that this is the Rack and she's the one closing the show.
Autopilot, guys, is dangerous. Anyway, head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms.youtube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi because he's awesome. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. I failed you. I'm weaker now, my friend. I belong to them. Beaten down again. I failed you. Wild Talk Radio Network.